来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
三章第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各书三章二节，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
在这里，这雅各长老告诉我们，这个舌头是最难制服的。
Elder James tells us that the tongue is the most difficult to tame.
那如果人想要当完全人，就必须在话语上毫无过失。
But if we want to be perfect, we need to be blameless in our speech.
在我们日常生活当中，我们经常会因为这个话语沟通上，有了过失而产生了误解。
In our daily lives, we often cause misunderstanding, through our unclear miscommunication.
但是我们在日常生活当中，也避免不了对人对事情的评论。
But inevitably, we have different opinions about different things.
所以有人说批评是生活中的常事，能发挥积极的功用。
That is why some people comment that criticism is actually good for character building.
能给人正确的方向。
Because it gives us a clear direction as to how we might improve ourselves.
但也很容易造成纷争。
But criticisms also cause dissension.
所以要怎么样给人有帮助的批评，怎么样接受别人的批评，那这个在生活上就是一个不可缺少的功课。
And so it is a very important lesson for all of us to learn to give and to receive criticisms.
有人这么讲，在批评别人的原则上以及动机上，要纯正，要谨慎。
There are some people who say that in terms of the principle and the motivation behind criticizing or giving criticisms, we need to be pure.
那在方法上，要直接，要客观。
But in terms of the way we actually give our criticisms, we need to be direct and objective.
在效果上要仍让对方得到益处。
And in terms of the results, we must make sure that our criticisms bring about benefit to the listeners.
有具体可行的建议。
And we must also give concrete and doable suggestions.
那在接受别人批评方面，
and in terms of receiving criticism,
要有一个宽广的心，
we need to be open-minded,
要有耐心，
we need to have patience,
要有虚心，
we need to be humble,
以及交托的心，
and we need to entrust ourselves to God.
那这样在批评人士，或者是在接受人的批评上，我们就能够很容易的自处。
And if we can be all that, we will be able to give and to receive constructive criticisms.
也能够让别人能够接受我们的建议。
And we will also allow others to accept our suggestions.
就如同要在言语上没有过失一样的困难，批评也是很困难的一件事情。
Giving criticism is just as difficult as taming our tongue.
因为批评是我们对事情好坏的评论。
Because criticism is a means through which we pass our judgment on something.
也是人跟人之间人际关系很重要的一件事情。
It is also a very important matter in terms of human relationships.
不管你是明讲还是暗示的。
Regardless of whether we implicitly or explicitly give our criticism,
是很具体的还是含含糊糊的？
Whether it's concrete or ambiguous,
是有道理的还是无理的？
whether it's rational or irrational.
这个批评啊，都是我们日常生活当中会遇到的经常发生的事情。
Criticisms are things that we often encounter in our lives.
那因为对人、对事、对东西，总有主观的判断。
Unfortunately, there is always the subjective aspect of criticism, whether it be directed to things or to people or to circumstances.
那我们呢，就会有意无意之间呢，就会有有这个批评的声音出来。
So unknowingly, we may voice our criticisms.
那同样的，我们也会接受别人加诸在我们身上的批评。
And likewise, we may also be susceptible to many criticisms from other people.
那让人觉得遗憾的是，这些批评，无论是我们给人家的，是人家给我们，往往都是伤害大于利益。
Unfortunately, whether we give or receive criticisms, it often results in hurt more than anything else.
造成纷争，造成攻击。
Criticism often engenders dissension and attack.
引起误会，造成这个友谊的伤害。
And it causes misunderstanding and become a stumbling block to our friendship.
所以有时候我们也会经常陷于在这个批评的困扰当中。
And that's why we often find ourselves entangled in the difficulty of criticism.
对批评的这一方来说，
To the one who criticizes.
他认为他是就事论事他是尽他的这个善言。
He or she thinks that he is just dispensing his advice, basing on the facts of the situation.
如同这个外科医生的刀子。
It is almost as if he is a surgeon who wields a surgical knife.
是要帮人除病复健用的。
To remove a tumor to allow a patient to recuperate from his illness.
那很多时候对于这个被批评的这一方，他可不是这么样的感受。
But to the other side of the coin, who is the one receiving the criticism, he may not think the same way.
他会觉得对方是不明事理，是恶意攻击。
He may think that the other person doesn't understand the situation, and it is a gross attack against him.
就像这个鲁莽的人手中的刀斧一样，到处伤人。
His criticism may become the knife of a gangster who hurts others.
所以到底我们的批评对别人来说是外科医生的手术刀，还是鲁莽的人手中的刀斧？
So is our criticism a surgical knife or a gangster's knife?
那别人给我们的批评是手术刀呢，还是这个鲁莽人手中的刀斧？
And as for the criticisms that we receive from others, do you think of it as a surgical blade or is it a gangster's knife?
就看我们是怎么给人批评，我们是怎么样面对人的批评？
And it really depends on how you perceive criticism, whether you are giving or receiving it.
一般来讲这个批评可分为鼓励性的跟纠正性的这两种。
Actually, the essence of criticism is nothing more than either encouragement or correction.
那鼓励性的批评通常很容易让人接受。
Encouraging criticisms are usually easy to accept.
通常是我们对我们所看到的现象，我们觉得满意，而给予对方一些鼓励跟称赞。
We may find a certain situation or a thing very pleasant, and we give a very positive criticism.
它能够让人继续有这个前进努力的动力。
These encouraging criticisms will motivate someone to do better.
也能够砥砺即将面对的挫折跟失败。
And these criticisms will also help someone to overcome failures.
但是这种鼓励性的话语也要照事实 来说。
But we should also speak of such encouragements based on facts.
不当的或者是过多的这些鼓励的话语，有时候会变成阿谀奉承。
Inappropriate or excessive encouragement may become flattery.
如同这个箴言的29章的第五节那边所说的。
It is as what is described in Proverbs chapter 29:5.
那边谈到说，谄媚邻舍的，就是设网罗绊他的脚。
Whoever flatters his neighbor is spreading a net for his feet.
在这个中国的战国时代哦。
In the warring kingdoms in Chinese history.
齐国有一个大臣叫做周忌的他长得大概6尺高。
There was an official who was 6 feet tall during the Qi dynasty.
也是这个一表人才啊。
And he was very handsome.
有一天他就问他的太太说。
One day he asked his wife.
我跟这个住在这个城北的那个徐先生那个徐公徐先生哪一个比较帅？
Compared to Mr. Xu, who live in the other side of the town, who is more handsome, me or him?
他太太说，当然是老公你啦。
And his wife replied, "Of course, it's you."
那这个周记又问他的妾你们认为呢？我跟城北这个徐先生哪一个比较帅？
And he asked his concubine the same question, who is more handsome?
这些臣妾纷纷都说当然是你帅呀，城北的徐公怎么可以跟你比呢？
And the concubines all replied in one accord, of course, you are more handsome than the other person across the town.
他又问这个来他家这个有求于他的这些客人们他说我跟这个城北的徐公徐先生哪个帅那对方这些宾客当然的说是周记你比较帅啊。
And he also posed the same questions to all those people who visited him and who had favors to ask of him. And obviously, they all replied that he is more handsome.
有一天这个城北的徐先生有事情来找他商量。
One day, this other person, Mr. Xi from across town, came to look for him.
这个周记盯着人家一直看。
And he looked at him and just stared at him.
是徐公比我帅的
I think Mr. Xi is more handsome than I am.
但是为什么所有人都说我比他帅呢？
But why is it that everybody that I ask would tell me that I'm more handsome than he is?
后来他找出了原因了。
Then he realized.
太太为什么会说他帅？
That the reason his wife said he is more handsome.
因为太太偏袒他。
Is because his wife loves him more.
那为什么这些臣妾们会说他比较帅？因为这些臣妾怕他。
And the reason the concubine said he's more handsome is because they're all afraid of him.
那为什么这些宾客会说他帅？因为这些宾客都有求于他。
And all his guests also had the same reply because they had favors to ask of him.
所以很多时候这个谄媚的话或者是这个赞美的话都不一定是事实。
That is why flattery is oftentimes not the truth.
所以同样的鼓励性的这个谏言也好批评也好要合乎中道。
So whether it be encouragement or criticism, we should be moderate.
要恰到好处。
We must give the appropriate amount of criticism or encouragement.
不然就会流于虚伪会变成谄媚了。
Otherwise, we may become hypocritical and merely flattering others.
这个是所谓鼓励性的谏言鼓励性的批评
And so this is something to be careful about our encouragements.
那另外一个是纠正性的批评。
And the other side of criticism is corrective or didactic.
哦，这个是指出人家的弱点跟错误。
And this is where we point out others' mistakes or weaknesses.
哦，那表示说，哦，这个批评的人啊，对于啊他所看到的人事物啊不满意。
And when we give some kind of criticism, it often shows our displeasure or dissatisfaction about something.
哦，而提出的，而发出的，哦，这种纠正性的批评。
And consequently, we give our criticisms.
哦，那这种批评啊，啊，又可以分成破坏性的以及建设性的两种。
And there are two kinds of criticisms. One is destructive, another is constructive.
哦，那建设性的这个纠正批评，哦，是用亲切的态度、具体的事实、正确的分析啊，来帮助当事人来看清楚自己的弱点跟缺点。
Constructive criticism is one whereby we share our observations in a friendly manner while giving him or her concrete suggestions as to how we might do better.
哦，来给予啊，哦，这个改进的一个建言跟方向。
And consequently, we give our listeners a way to improve themselves.
哦，这个称作是哦，这个建设性的纠正批评。
And this is constructive criticism.
哦，虽然呢，啊，有时候听起来哦，啊，会不是很舒服啊，啊，但是哦，确实对我们有帮助的。
So even though we may not be very comfortable hearing constructive criticism, it is often good for us.
哦，那最糟糕的就是那种，哦，破坏性的，哦，纠正批评。
The worst kind of criticism is destructive criticism.
哦，动机不正。
The motive is wrong.
哦，言不由衷啊。
And you are not sincere about your criticism.
道听途说，贸然批评。
And you are randomly criticizing something based upon rumors.
哦，引起误解，伤害别人。
You cause dissension and you hurt other people.
哦，甚至于啊，哦，造成哦这个争端呢。
And you even cause dissension in the congregation.
啊，这个就是哦这个破坏性的纠正批评。
This is destructive criticism.
哦，那什么是破坏性的纠正批评？
What is destructive criticism?
比如说啊，哦，在人家背后啊，说人家的闲言闲语。
For instance, we gossip about someone behind his back.
哦，比如说啊，哦，讲一些挑拨人家的事情。
Or we talk about things that cause dissension among others.
哦，或者是恶意的攻击。
Or we may attack someone else with a malicious motivation.
哎，或者是哦，啊，就传一些呀，啊，哦，不是事实的话，以讹传讹的话。
In another example, we may spread rumors.
哦，我们经常会说啊，听说听说，哦，这个就是以讹传讹。
If we often say, "Oh, I heard this and I heard that," that is not the right way to spread anything.
哦，这个台湾有一句话说哈，寄东西会少，但是传话会增加哈。
There's a saying in Taiwan that goes, you would often receive less than what is being sent to you, but you will always receive more than what is being sent if it's conveyed by other people.
有一天哦，这个老张啊，啊，这个感冒哦，啊，咳嗽哦，那他的痰里头有一点点的鹅毛状的血丝啊。
One day, this person started to cough a little bit of blood.
他告诉他的同事说，啊，我今天哦，咳嗽的时候咳出哦，这个痰啊，有绒毛状的血丝。
So he immediately told his colleagues that he started to cough a little bit of blood that looked like a feather.
哦，那你能不能帮我跟科长请假，我要去看医生。
And he asked a colleague to ask his boss to give him a leave of absence.
哦，那科长啊，就，哦，这个他同事就跟科长讲了，哦，这个老张哦，今天早上啊，咳嗽咳出一根羽毛呢，鹅毛出来呢，他去看医生了。
And this colleague would tell his boss that, well, he coughed out a feather-like amount of blood, and that is why he has to go see a doctor.
哦，开会的时候啊，这个经理看到这个老张没来，就问科长说：“老张怎么没有来呀？”
And when the manager saw that he wasn't there in a meeting, the manager asked his colleagues, "Where is he?"
哦，这个科长说：“报告经理，哦，老张去看医生了。哦，他早上咳嗽，咳出一只大白鹅来了。
”And his colleague responded to the manager and said, "Well, he coughed out a big swan." Well,
a goose.
A goose. So a feather became a goose.
哎，这个哈就是以讹传讹哈，哎，加油添醋哈。
So this is spreading rumors and adding to what was not there before.
哦，那还有一种破坏性的纠正哦，就是啊，啊这个。极端的挑剔的话。
Another form of criticism is excessive discontent about some things.
哦，这个鸡蛋里挑骨头了。
These person will find fault at anything.
哦，这个圣经告诉我们说哦，啊，这种人会离间密友哦。
The Bible tells us that people who are excessive at finding fault.Will cause dissension among friends.
好，所以这些这个破坏性的纠正啊，批评啊，都是这个给人没有好处的。
And so these excessive criticisms will not bring benefit to anyone.
好，增加人的负担。
They only give burdens to others.
好，甚至在团体当中啊，会影响到和谐跟运作。
And among an organization, it would cause a lot of dissension.
哦，所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹啊，在我们日常生活当中哦，给批评或是接受批评啊，都是免不了的。
So it is inevitable that we sometimes give and receive criticism.
哦，但是我们要谨慎小心呢。
But let us be careful.
哦，我们给人家批评啊，是要帮助人，不是要来害人的。
We give criticism to help others and not to hurt them.
啊，是要建设而不是毁坏的。
We need to be constructive and not be destructive.
好，是鼓励而不是重伤人的。
We need to encourage and not to hurt.
哦，这个啊，是我们在给人批评的时候，给人谏言的时候，我们要谨慎小心。
And this is something that we should watch out for as we give criticisms.
哦，那接下来我们来谈一下说，那要。哦，有哪些原则我们可以参考呢？
Now let us talk about the different principles of giving criticism.
哦，当我们要给人批评的时候，
when we criticize someone,
哦，第一个就是我们的态度问题啊。
We must be aware of our attitude.
哦，我们的态度要很小心，很谨慎。
We should be very careful about what we say.
哦，因为这个批评的人呢，很容易哦，因为他所看见的事情，哦，受他主观影响而有的主观的这个评判。
The one who criticizes often is prone to inject his own subjectivity into observing the situation.
哦，那对于啊被批评的人来说，哦，很容易就会做出哦自我防卫的这个反应跟反驳啊。
And the one who is given that criticism often becomes defensive.
哦，结果哦，还没得到好处啊，就先有了坏处啊。
And so even before that criticism yields any constructive result, it has already hurt others.
哦，常常啊，哦，就造成了彼此的伤害。
And that is where hurting each other comes from.
哦，所以当我们要给人家批评的时候。
So when we give criticism,
哦，我们要先哦审查我们自己的态度。
We should examine our attitude first.
哦，我们是主观还是客观
？Are we subjective or are we objective?
哦，那是事实，哦，还是猜测
？Is it a fact or is it a speculation?
哦，那是不是用同理的心态？哦，还是我们？的个人的看法。
Do we have a sense of empathy, or is it just our own point of view?
哦，那在衡量之后才给批评呢。
And give your criticism only after you have considered all these things.
哦，很多时候哦，啊，对方没办法接受我们的批评，并不是我们讲的不对，而是我们态度他没有办法接受。
Sometimes other people may not be receptive to our criticism because of how we say it, not because of what we say.
哦，像我们在跟人家传福音一样哦。
For instance, when we preach the gospel.
哦，很多啊，很多时候哦，别人没办法接受的不是福音的内容哦，而是我们的态度，咄咄逼人的态度。
Oftentimes, our truth seekers do not receive the gospel not because of the essence or the content of the gospel, but because of how we are very assertive in our attitude.
哦，那种自意、自我优越感，哦，那让对方没有办法接受。
Or sometimes our sense of superiority turns people off.
哦，所以我们应该要小心我们的态度。
And that is why we need to be very careful about our attitude.
好，要用这个同理心哦，人家才能接受。
We should empathize with others so that they may be receptive to what we have to say.
哎，有个笑话哦，哎，谈到说哦，这个啊，有一个官员呢，这个邀请哦，邀请宰相哦，到他家去做客。
There is a high official who invited the prime minister to his house.
哦，哎，那正值寒冬哦，哎，下了大雪，而且一下已经下了一个多月了。
It was in the brunt of winter, and it had been snowing for more than a month.
哦，那这个哦，这个大官呐，这个跟这个宰相哦，在温暖的火炉旁边呢，欣赏庭院哦，那个雪景哦，这个美丽的雪景。
And this high official and the prime minister were enjoying the beautiful snowing scenery right next to her fireplace.
哦，吃着桌上的佳肴啊。
While enjoying the delicacies on the banquet table.
哦，旁边哦还有一位啊，哦这个大厨啊在服侍他们。
And right next to them was a great cook who was serving them.
哎，酒过三巡之后啊，这个宰相啊诗兴大发，想要作诗啊。
And after three rounds of drinks, the prime minister wanted to compose a poem.
哦，所以他就讲啊，说白雪纷纷落地。
So he said, the snow white falling from the heaven.
哦，那这个哈，大官就要对了。哦，哎，他就接着说啊，哦，吃乃宰相的福气。
And the high official continue the poem by saying it is all due to the grace of the prime minister.
哦，他很会逢迎拍马哦。
And obviously, this high official knew how to flatter him.
哦，那个大厨也不是省油的灯了，哎，他也跟着说啊，在下一年何妨。
And the cook didn't want to seem ignorant, so he chimed in and said, "Well, if that's the case, why don't we let it snow for another year?"
哦，这个时候听到啊，哦，在这个围墙外面哦，那个冻得快要冻死的乞丐大喊着说啊，我听你在放狗屁。
And at this very moment, the beggar who is outside of the high official's mansion, who was also starving and and suffering from cold, said, "You are just not making any sense."
哎，哦，对不起，小弟，哎，这个说的粗话啊，那这个就是没有同理心啊。
So obviously, these officials had no empathy for anyone.
哦，所以我们给人家建议的时候，态度非常重要。
That is why having the right attitude is very important when we give criticism.
哦，我们都没有办法接受哦，那种给我们建议的人呐，哦，认为他是高我们一等的哦，咄咄逼人的，哦，那个我们没办法接受。
We will have a very hard time to accept any suggestion or criticism from someone who feels that he is superior to you and speaks down to you.
哦，所以这是第一个哈，我们啊在给人家批评的时候，第一个原则哈，就是我们态度要谨慎。
So the very first principle of giving criticism is to be watchful of our attitude.
哦，那第二个就是我们的动机呀，是不是很纯正？
And the second principle is to be careful, of our motivation.
哦，是善意的还是恶意的
？Do we, criticize, from a constructive or a destructive?
为什么要批评人
？Motivation. Why are we criticizing?
哦，是不是因为我们自己的自尊心受损哦，所以啊，哎，要损损别人哈，让别人难堪哦，才能够平衡一下。
Are we criticizing because we feel that we need to criticize others so that whatever you have been criticized of would balance out?
哦，还是出于啊报复的心情
？Or are you criticizing out of vengeance?
哦，还是想要提高自己的威望地位
？Or merely as a means to elevate your own status?
哦，是真的想帮助对方呢
？Are you really trying to help others?
哦。就像这个哈，当啊这个玛利亚哈拿着正拿达香膏膏在耶稣的身上的时候啊
，When Mary took the alabaster jar of ointment to put on Jesus，
哎，这个犹大哈就批评了，啊，真是浪费啊，何必这么浪费？哦，这个香膏可以卖30两银子啊，帮助贫穷人呢。
Judas immediately criticized her, saying she could have sold this precious ointment for 30 pieces of silver and helped the poor.
哦，犹大批评玛利亚。
Judas criticized Mary.
哦，那犹大批评玛利亚，他的动机纯正吗
？But was his motivation correct?
不是。
Of course not.
哎，因为他想，哦，如果啊啊这个。卖30两银子拿来呀、啊，放在我的钱袋哦，我就有机会可以啊从当中偷钱了。
Judas wanted to pocket some of that money if Mary had sold the ointment and gave it to the poor.
哦，所以同样的哈、哦，当我们在批评人的时候
，So as we criticize others，
哦，我们呢 也要很诚实的自我。问自己哦
，Let us honestly examine ourselves.
啊，我是真的为了对方好吗
？Am I really criticizing for the good of others？
哦，啊，诚实的自我哦审查，往往可以哈放弃很多不必要的批评。
And in fact, if we honestly examine ourselves, you will often discard many criticisms you may have.
哦，这是第二个哈。啊，当我们给人批评的时候的第二个原则。
This is the second principle of criticism.
哦，那第三个原则。
The third principle.
哦，就是直接的劝告。
Is to give direct criticism.
哦，不要透过别人哦。
Don't do it through a third party.
哦，不要在哦在啊在这个背后来批评。
Do not criticize behind one's back.
哦，我们来看到、哦、这个马太福音的18章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章的十五节。
Matthew 18 verse 15.
十五节啊，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。16节。
16.
他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口作见证，句句都可定准。17节。
17.
若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。啊，在这里呀、啊，啊，这个圣经给了我们。劝告别人、批评别人的一个原则哦。
These verses give us an example or a principle to abide by.
哦，要直接找当事人。
We must go directly to the one who sins against you.
哦，在私底下劝告他。
And we must discuss with him in private.
哦，因为这样才能发挥这个建设性批评的功效。
Because only then can we be constructive in our criticism.
哦，并且能够保有这个纯正的动机呀，哦啊，免得被扭曲的。
And only then can we have the right motivation.
但如果对方不听的话
，and if he refuses to listen，
好，那圣经告诉我们，哦，再带一两个人同去。
The Bible tells us, you should take one or two others along。
哦，那最后啊，如果哦真的还没有办法哦来听劝的话，哦，接受我们的建议跟批评，那只好告诉教会。
But if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church.
哦，由教会啊来处理哦这个纷争哦。
And let the church take care of this dissension.
哦，那如果连教会都不听的话，哦，连教会啊的协调建议哦啊也都置之不理啊，哦，那就把这样的人就看成是没有信主的哦，没有道理的人一样。
And if he refuses to listen even to the church.Treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
哦，这个是啊，在给建议的哦，第三个原则哦，就是直接私底下去。
This is the third principle, which is to go directly to the one who sinned against you.
哦，那第四个原则啊
，the fourth principle.
哦，就是善意的沟通啊。
Communicate, in the right way.
哦，要诚恳地向当事人提出适当的问题。
Raise the right question.
哦，使这个批评的人能够真正了解他所批评的事情。
So that the person who is receiving the criticism will know exactly why he is being criticized.
哦，也让这个当事人，也就是被批评的人，有机会能够哦解释哦他的立场。
And this will also allow the one who is being criticized.An opportunity to explain himself.
哦，啊，如此啊，哦，能够使这个批评的人呢，啊，哦，向被批评的人，哦，提出一些哦变通的办法、善意的建议。
And with such kind of communication, the one who criticizes may give the one who is being criticized the correct solution to the problem.
哦，让批评的人也好，被批评的人也好。都能够知道一些他们原先所不知道的事情。
Consequently, the one who gives and the one who receives criticism will both learn something that they had not known before such communication.
哦，彼此讨论，然后互得啊造就。
They can then discuss and benefit from one another.
哦，约书亚记的二十二章那边记载着，哦，这个河东的两个支派办。哦，完成他们的任务啊，哦，要回去约旦河东边了。
The book of Joshua tells us that they had won the battle and one, two and a half tribes won the battle and wanted to go back to the east side of River Jordan.
哦，那为了避免哦这个天然的哦这个约旦河啊阻隔了哈，哦，将来他们后代子孙彼此的往来。
And just so that River Jordan will not become a barrier to their descendants to have communication with the other tribes.
哦，所以他们在啊约旦河东边啊就做了一个祭坛。
They establish an altar to the east of River Jordan.
哦，跟约旦河西哦的祭坛是一样的。
And this altar is identical to the one being established in the west side.Of River Jordan.
哦，那这个事情，这个举动啊，让这个约旦河西边的这些众支派们知道了。
And when the other tribes in the west side learned about this,
哦，他们认为这个约旦河东边这个两个支派办呢，想要造反了。
They thought that the two and a half tribes on the east side, wanted to rebel against them.
哦，他们呢，哦，做祭坛呢，不再哦这个向。他们列祖的神来献祭了，要敬拜哦，这个别哦，这个别的神呐。
And they misunderstood the two and a half tribes as building the altar to worship idols instead of the God whom their ancestors worshipped.
哦，那如果神怪罪下来的话，哦，大家都要遭殃了。
And they thought if God will to blame them for this altar, all of them would suffer.
哦，所以啊，这个约旦河西的这些众支派，哦，就讨论哦，哦，要去讨伐哦约旦河东的这些两个支派办的这些弟兄们。
And so the other tribes on the west side wanted to attack the two and a half tribes on the east.
好，眼看啊，手足相残，哦，兵戎要相见了。
And just as they were about to meet each other in the battlefield,
哦，还好哦，这个约旦河西边的众支派，他们先派调查团去了解。
There was a scout team that was being sent out by the tribes from the west to understand the situation first.
哦，问清楚啊，约旦河东边这两个支派派为什么要做这件事情
？And these scouts wanted to find out why they.We're building an altar on the east side.
哦，同时啊，也把约旦河西哦这众支派的看法告诉约旦河东边的这个两个支派办。
And these scouts also relay the intentions and the concerns that the tribes on the west side had to those in the east.
哦，所以这个两个支派办一听啊，吓了一跳。哦，你们怎么会这么想呢
？And the tribes on the east side thought, why would you have such thought at all? And they were all taken aback.
我们呢，绝对没有要，哦，要离弃我们列祖的神，另外去敬拜哦别的神。
We have absolutely no intention of forsaking the God of our ancestors and to worship the idols.
然后才把他们为什么做这个事情告诉哦约旦河西派来的这个调查团。
And so they immediately clear up the misunderstanding with the scouts sent from the west side.
哦，他们做这个祭坛呢，不是为了献祭的，是为了做证据的。哦，将来啊，如果后代子孙哦，啊，他们可以指着彼此的祭坛说啊，你看，哦，我们两边的祭坛都一样啊，啊，我们原本是一家人呐。
So the tribes on the east side explained to them that an identical altar was built so that their descendants might identify themselves with those from the east side, knowing that both had identical altars.
哦，把这个约旦河，哦，这个西边的这众支派办哦，他们啊、哦、不知道的事情啊，哎，告诉他们知道啊、哦。
And so by this.Communication, they were able to explain to each other what they had not known previously.
哦，所以大家都觉得，哎，好事一件。
And so all of them thought it was a wonderful idea.
哦，也免去了手足相残、兵戎相见哦的这个危机啊。
And that averted a crisis.
哦，这善意的沟通啊，哦，是我们啊在给建议的时候、给批评的时候啊，哦的一个原则。
So communicating the right way.It's a very important principle in giving criticism.
哦，所以在这个善意沟通里头啊，哦，我们一定要客观具体。
That is why in a constructive criticism, we must maintain our objectivity.
哦，不是只以我们自己主观的看见为看见。哦、
we should never take our own subjectivity as the truth.
哦，也要听听对方的看法跟想法。
We must listen to what others have to say.About the situation.
哦，所以有时候我们对人或者对教会，哦，有些事情，哎，我们觉得不是很满意的时候。
So oftentimes when we don't feel satisfied with how the church is run.
哦，我们不是啊，用我们自己主观的看法。
Let us not be subjective about it.
哦，我们要收集资料。
Let us collect information.
哦，其他的弟兄姐妹是不是也跟我一样的感受？
Try to ask others to see if they also feel the same way about the issue that you have.
哦，还有哦，这个啊，教会的哦，这个职会也好，哦啊，这些哦，康守也好，哦，他们的哦，这个的想法又是什么
？And try to find out from the church council, what they think about this matter.
哦啊，作为全面深入的分析。
And after you have gathered all this information, you can then make the right decision.
哦，提出具体可行的建议来。
Then you can bring up concrete solutions to the problem.
而不是啊，单以我们主观肤浅，或者是还没有查明真相之前呢、啊，哦，就善意的哦，善加的批评。
And that way we can avoid subjective, shallow criticisms that have absolutely no ground upon further investigation.
哦，凡是不客观、不具体的批评啊，都不会有好的结果的。
Whatever is not objective and whatever is not based upon the truth will not yield any good results.
哦，那第二个哈、哦，我们在善意沟通里头啊。
In terms of communicating the right way in our criticism,
我们要哦要有一个解决的哦这个方法出来。
We must also point out the solution to the problem.
不是光是批评为批评而批评哦。
Don't just criticize for the sake of criticizing.
为指责而指责。
Or pointing out a fault merely to point it out.
要批评哦，大家都很会批评。
If all you do is criticize, everybody knows how to do that.
哦，很轻易的都可以讲出一大堆的缺点来、啊。
We can easily criticize in many ways about many things.
哦，但是如果要我们呢、啊、找出一个哦解决的方法。
But if we want to find a viable solution,
哦，有时候啊，啊、哦，确实啊，磨半波、哦、想不出来。
Then you'll find that you are at a wit's end, not being able to offer any.
哦、所以、哦啊、纠正性的批评、哦、往往只是指出错误、哦、没有提供解决之道。
So oftentimes we are just giving corrective criticism、by pointing out the problem but not giving the solution.、
哦、所以我们应当给的是建设性的批评。
That is why we should only give criticisms that are constructive and are solution based.
那第三个、哦啊、在善意的沟通里头我们要注意的、
the third thing we must be aware of、
哦、就是、啊、我们要让对方能接受
is that we must make sure the listener is、able to accept what、哦、we say
不要让对方误会说我们是故意找麻烦、
don't let the other party misunderstand us as being、finding fault with them、
哦、故意在为难他
or to make life difficult for him.
对方如果没有办法接受我们这个人，铁定没有办法接受我们给他的批评跟建议。
If the other person is not able to accept you as a person or as a friend, he will definitely not accept your criticism.
所以我们要让对方先接纳我们这个人，他才能够接纳我们给他的批评跟建议。
So we must allow others to accept us first before they can accept our criticism.
哦，这个是在善意沟通里头啊，哦，有这三点我们要注意的。
And these are things we should watch out for as we give criticism.
哦，所以我们要给人家批评。
So when we give our criticism,
哦，我们到底是给的是建设性的还是破坏性的？
We must discern whether this criticism is constructive or destructive.
哦，对方能不能接受
？Can others accept this criticism?
哦，对整个团体、对我们的互动、哦、对彼此的了解有没有帮助
？Will our criticism result in positive result in our congregation, in our relationships?
哦，那如果没有，哦，正面的帮助的话。
But if it doesn't bring about any positive impact,
哦，我们还是暂时哦，不要给批评。
Let us just refrain from our criticism.
哦，那至于说我们要怎么样去接受人家给我们的批评啊
？And as to how we may accept others' criticism,
哦，我们留待下一次我们有机会哦，再继续来分享。
We will share that part of the message next time.
哦，愿我们给人的批评。都能够帮助人。
May all the criticism that we give benefit others.
哦，对于彼此之间的和睦和谐都有正面的造就。
And may all the criticisms we give will have positive impact upon others.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
122首啊。
122.